All right, so we've been, obviously, as we lead up to the elections, the takeaway is going to be talking a lot about politics. And one of the things that the Democrats are focused on, and President Obama specifically, is the African-American vote. Why? Because African-Americans turned out in record numbers in 2008. However, that's when they were voting for Barack Obama. Can they get those same voters out to the polls when Barack Obama is not on the ballot? Well, Obama is hoping that they can. He started with ads that appear on black commercial radio stations.
On November 2nd, I need you to stand with me and vote.
And then he did live phone interviews with Al Sharpton and Tom Joyner and others.
Everywhere your listeners can make a difference, because so many of these races are tight.
We've got William Boone with us this morning to talk about it. He's a professor of political science at Clark Atlanta University. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so we heard the tape back from 2008, and the real question here is, can that enthusiasm that brought out African Americans in record numbers 2 years ago, is it sustainable? Or are they still going to see that working to get them back to the ballot boxes this year? So what do you think?
Well, I think it's going to be very tough to energize those first-time voters, people who came out just for the first time and came out probably just for that moment in history. I think what the Democrats probably are trying to do is get what we probably call those black voters who have voted in previous elections and generally don't come out for the midterms but do participate in other elections. But for the first-time voters, that was a one-time event. That was an extraordinary historic event. And some folk voted once only because that was the event they were voting for, an African-American being the possibility of winning the presidency.
Well, I mean, it's been a while since the African-American vote has been one great big monolithic block.
Yes.
Even if they get African-Americans out to the polls, or even if they do go to the polls, that doesn't necessarily mean they're voting for Democrats, right, Professor?
Well, I think you may be wrong there. I think in the large mass numbers, they do vote for Democrats. I mean,
it's like 90%, isn't it?
Yeah, they do vote for Democrats. I mean, and a good many black Americans simply look at the label when they vote, and the Democratic label is the label that has been most congenial towards them over the years, they believe. So, yeah, they do vote. I mean, and when they do vote for Democrats.
Okay.
Certainly the Republicans have picked up some support. I mean, one can look at the number of black Republicans are running, but
38 of them.
Yeah, 38 of them. They have not necessarily fared that well within the black community.
Well, you know, let me go back to the question that we asked just a few minutes ago at the top of the show, which was, you can certainly get African-Americans fired up to vote for a person like Barack Obama, but let me play you a clip of the president speaking on the Tom Joyner show.
I need you to show up and vote on November 2nd, because everything that we're trying to do, from helping young people afford college to making sure that folks have health care to trying to get jobs back in our communities, all that is going to depend on me having folks in Congress who want to move this country forward.
So can you motivate voters by talking about policy instead of a particular person?
It's going to be tough. I mean, the narrative now has changed from the 2008 run-up. We really concentrate on individuals. Now you concentrate on issues, which is always tough. But on the other hand, in the black community, the issues that Obama is listing, health care, particularly jobs, and if he talks about foreclosures, he may be able to energize some people, because it is in those areas that the black community has felt they has been weighed down heavily. I mean, unemployment is twice.
It's suffered, more than pretty much any other group.
Any other segment of the population. So those issues may well resonate within the black community. And I think what is happening, too, the Democratic Party now is beginning to realize they need to put some resources on the ground, something they did not do coming out of the 2008 election. They did not put enough resources on the ground in the grassroots level to maintain that enthusiasm or to hold those groups together. And here in this last push, I would suggest maybe about 2 weeks, 2 or 2.5 weeks, more resources going on the ground. And you see more and more grassroots black organizations being revved up and giving some resources go out.
But it's late. And
yeah,
the question really is, Professor Boone, where are those boots on the ground? Because unlike in a national election where turnout nationally can have a national influence, you got to have the right turnout in the right places. And some places it's harder to get like a 95% turnout where you really need it to be decisive.
going to be extraordinarily difficult to get a 95% turnout. I think what they probably will have to do, those that we've chatted with, those people will simply have to begin to zero in on particular races. The race in Georgia for governor, without the black vote, the Democratic nominee really is not going to win. I think his people know that, excuse me, and everyone else knows that. So they're trying very, very mightily to get the black vote out. And you find that the Democratic candidate is beginning to look directly at the black community and talk about his record, his former record as governor, in terms of how he took on issues that were unpopular in the mainstream, whether it was in the white community, but served the black community in his belief.
Well, I mean, after Barack Obama's election, and there were a number of leaders in the black community that said, I hope they give this president time. The country's in a terrible
right.
situation. I hope that people have patience. But now, at a time when unemployment among black communities is over 16%, it's almost double that of whites, does the black community have the patience? Are they giving Barack Obama and his policies and the Democrats the time they asked for from others?
That's a very good question. I think we get back mixed results when we talk to black folks in the black community about that. You do get mixed results. There are those who will, in fact, you get a lot of ambivalence about that. In fact, when one is in groups talking to folks, they'll say, yeah, we understand that's only been a year and a half, 2 years, and you can't turn it around immediately, but at the same time, I've lost my job, and I don't see any hope that I'm going to get it. And for a good many other black folks who were in the middle class, their whole business of losing your home, the immediate loss of the house, is a problem. So there's an ambivalence here, and it seems that the Democrats are going to have some tough time getting over that, get over that ambivalence that one is evident in that community.
And what do you think the turnout would be if you were going to make a prediction?
Among black folks?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's going to be mixed across the country. I think in some areas it's going to be fairly high, certainly not in the historic realm of 80 and 90%. But certainly higher than you would get in midterm elections generally. But I don't think it's going to top out anywhere near what they had in 2008. We may have to run all the way back to a 1986 talk about midterm election
numbers.
It's not going to be extremely high.
Professor William Boone is a professor of political science at Clark Atlanta University. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care.
Specifically to black voters who are listening, are any of the things you're hearing making a difference? It's late. Are you going to go to the polls?
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.